in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper. Curry and the Keeper, April 30th, 2025, episode 131. Curry and the Keeper. And hello, my queen. You are my heart's radiant beam.
Show 131, and we're done. Let's close this chapter.
I said to Tina, I said, oh man, donations fell off a cliff. She says, well, it was a good run trying to give up this show.
Let's close this baby up. Really? Call it a day.
Is that all that you're doing the show for? It's not for the people who just want to hear about our love. About our love.
They're probably gagging.
Hey, let's cheers. 1, 2, 3. Sounds like somebody has a wine glass and somebody has a warm water. Hold on. Let me just taste my wine for a second, because I have wine. Because it says, pour yourself a glass and get ready to laugh. He doesn't say, get some warm water, throw a lemon in there and cheers everybody. No wonder donations are down. Hold on.
How is it?
Yeah, this is good because it's been open for a week. It's Barron's Creek Vineyard.
Is that what we drank last week?
Yes, yes. It's the Barbera.
Gosh, our show is not about wine anymore.
No.
No, I'm drinking hot lemon water. I only drink once a week, and I'm drinking Friday night. I'm addicted to this hot lemon water with salt.
Now, does that have a name besides hot lemon water with salt, everybody? Yes. How does that sound to you right now on this Wednesday night? Do you think like, wow, I can't wait to make me one of those?
It's tasty.
It's a healthy Tina drink.
It's tasty.
Hot water with now, how much lemon do you put in your hot?
A whole lemon.
A whole lemon.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
And then how much salt?
About a quarter of a teaspoon.
And yummy, yummy in my tummy.
It's good. I like it.
I put a whole grape crushed into a bottle and then from the bottle into my glass.
I like it. It's good.
It's all good. Yes. Because
I started drinking coffee again, though.
Yes. This is really nice.
Yes. I stopped drinking coffee while I've been on this like little health journey.
I kind of miss the ritual.
I love coffee. I do.
Even though it's not, it's decaf, so it's not really coffee.
It is. The whole experience. I love it.
It is.
I just love it.
You like it when I make it?
I do. Yeah. Sometimes that's why I linger in bed sometimes. Like, well, get up and go make the coffee.
No, that's pretty much standard operating procedure. Like, well, I'll get up and go make the coffee. And then you come like 15 minutes later.
Yeah.
What are you doing when I'm making coffee?
I'm just resting.
No, you're not. You're on your phone. You're on your phone. Admit it. This morning's Bible, YouVersion Bible
yes.
app was great.
Yes.
Because what did it say? Don't start scrolling first thing in the day.
Yeah,
and I'm
exactly.
Like, I wonder if Tina heard this.
Yes, I do. I check my text messages right away just to make sure my daughters and stuff. And Pastor Jimmy's daily devotional comes through, so I read that.
Right. Although we went to bed last night.
Yes.
And I did not turn my phone off because let's be honest, I don't really get that many text messages.
You got that new light phone now that you're just digging.
I am digging.
It's like a cigarette box.
Where is it actually?
I don't know.
Hmm. I don't even know where it is.
I see a phone here and I see a phone over here.
That's not. Oh, here it is.
Here's one. No, this is your flip phone. This is light phone number one.
That's light phone two. This is the light phone three.
And where's your smartphone?
There's
four phones. We got four phones sitting
on. Well, those two are backups in case of an emergency.
Okay.
And this is, I'm digging the light phone. I really am digging the light phone. So I'm still getting used to it. There's not much to get used to except I forgot to turn off the ringer.
Yes.
And it. 3:30, bling, bling,
and it lights bling, up, and so bling. The room is lit up. I'm like, "What is
and I'm like,
that?
What's going on?" I like, and it's Pastor Jimmy sending his daily devotional at 3:30 in
I'm
the
like,
morning.
Boy, he can't sleep.
I'm like, because I knew he was doing something at Patriot Academy until at least 9 last night. I'm like, holy moly, he probably didn't sleep at all.
Right,
and they were
I
off
know.
To Colorado today.
I know.
So
I know.
He was probably like, I'm gonna. I want everybody to share in this no sleep experience. I'm going to ping everybody awake. You said, why is he pinging you? I said, well, he's not pinging me. He's sending a text message and I forgot to turn my ringer off.
Yes. Yeah.
So anyway, we all, and then I got back. It took me a couple of minutes. I got back
you
to sleep.
You fall back to sleep in a nanosecond.
You know how I do it? I just go straight into the Lord's
Prayer. I tried that. I prayed. last night I was probably up at from about 3 to, I was up when the, your phone went off, probably 3 to 5. I was up. I don't know why.
Really? That long?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I finally, my just brains just will not shut down. It won't shut down. That's the problem.
I wonder what you're thinking about.
Oh, just random garbage. Random. Like, I don't have anything that is heavy on my heart that I'm worrying about. Well,
if that happened, why just read scripture?
I don't want to get up. Like, I don't want to get up out of bed, because getting up out of bed is being active, starting to be active in the day.
And,
I know I'm going to fall back to sleep. And you know what? So I love having our Shark, like, vacuum cleaner, like the Roomba. I love it. But when I hear it, I'm like,
oh no, it's 4 o'clock.
It's in the middle of the night.
Like, you know, if you want, I can make it not come towards our door, because it does go. It goes towards our door.
I can still hear it. And then you hear the...
Yes, it's emptying out.
I know.
Well,
I know.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right. Yeah. It's all right. I'm fine.
You've been sleeping quite well otherwise.
Yes, that 10 milligrams of melatonin really help me. So, yeah, you sleep like a baby. You don't get up at all. Sleep. Once you're out, you get a solid 8 hours every night. And when you were smoking...
At least seven.
Usually sleep by 10:30, and you usually up by seven. So eight and a half hours.
Oh, really? Oh,
that's eight and a half hours.
I'm a growing boy.
But you know what? When you were smoking weed, though, you would get up in the middle of the night.
No, 3 o'clock.
You'd be drinking whiskey.
Time for another joint.
You'd be like, I gotta get some whiskey and some tea. You did that a lot. I noticed that whiskey bottle going down.
I haven't had whiskey in a long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
Yeah. I used to mark the bottles.
I know, because you're like, he's an alcoholic.
I thought for sure you were an alcoholic. I'm like, I remember when you stopped smoking, and then I saw you pour that third glass of wine. I'm like, we got to talk about this. You are not replacing one habit with another, because I'm not dealing
with
that.
But it was only 10 a.m. I mean, what's your problem? No. I'm good. I'm productive.
Okay, man.
Everything's good. How about you? You good? Are you good? Everything fine with you?
Yeah, I worked out twice today. I'm doing little sleep.
Doing your squats?
Doing my squats.
Doing your squats.
I walked with my weighted vest and I did a workout. Yep.
Well, let's go back in time.
Okay.
Last Friday, we had quite the culinary experience.
Yeah, but before that...
I'm sorry. I was just trying to get the show started.
Before that, we went to the wedding. The big wedding.
Oh, on Wednesday. You're right.
Yes.
The big wedding. That's right.
We went to the big wedding in the glass chapel.
We did the show early. You're right.
Yes. Yeah.
This was a former Kerrville cop with anger management issues. Finally. Mike marrying Sarah finally after, what, 6 years, seven years?
Long time. I heard nine years.
The glass chapel, whatever it was called,
It was called the Lodge.
Yeah, well, it's
beautiful.
It's a glass chapel, fantastic venue.
It was glass on all sides, except for the front.
Yeah,
and the door, the sides.
Because he's Scottish, and you know, of course, he's cop, and he's now a sheriff, and so there were lots of first responders and law enforcement officers. So, of course, when you do that, you got to have some bagpipes.
Yes. Yeah. Which is really cool.
It was kind of cool. We weren't allowed to wear kilts, though. That got the kibosh, I think, from Sarah.
So did it?
Yeah. No kilts.
Okay.
And it was really nice. I mean,
you know, weddings have certainly changed for us, because we listened very intently to the vows. And we were so happy that God and scripture was infused in their vows.
Yeah.
It was very touching, and I love that, because I've been to a wedding where an uncle married a couple, and it was just a big joke. It was a big joke, and so when you are getting married in the presence of God, and you're creating this covenant, it is so
precious. Which the pastor or whatever he was talked about. He talked about the covenant.
Yes,
and I didn't know about the tying of the knot.
Mm-hmm.
So they had the rope around their wrists.
Yes.
Did you know this?
No, I've seen it before, but I never knew
I think it's a Scottish thing. Has it come from Scotland originally? Is that what he said?
I don't remember.
Yeah. And so you wrap this rope around both your wrists, and that's tying the knot. Like, hello, that makes so much sense.
Yes. Yeah.
How come I didn't know this?
Yes.
Or is it a biblical thing?
I don't know.
I thought he said it was a Scottish thing.
Vineyard Nation, is tying the knot in a Scottish wedding? Well, tying your hands. You're basically handcuffing yourself to each other.
How about I just look at ChatGPT? No, it's from the Highlands. From the Highlands, yeah, tying the knot. It is from Scotland.
Yeah.
Well, that makes total sense.
Yes, it was very lovely. And we sat at a great table. We got to meet some great people. There was a family, a mom and a dad and a daughter, and the daughter's young husband. And the mom, dad, and daughter were all pilots. Yeah. So, of course, you're like, I'm a pilot, too.
Yeah, with exactly that voice. And did I do my hand like that, like you just did? Like, I'm a pilot. I'm a pilot.
I used to have a helicopter company.
Wow. Okay. Wait until it's time for me to talk about you. Now the truth comes out. This is why I won't let you quit this show, because the truth comes out here.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. Okay. Kidding. Schmitting. Yeah. Humor. Always a little bit of truth in there.
Anyways.
And then Natalia. Wow.
Yeah, I'm kidding. It was a great table.
It was nice because we weren't sitting with the usual suspects.
Yes, yes.
I don't know if that was purposeful, but they put us at a different table. And that was really, because everyone else was kind of at the in crowd, you know, that we kind of hang out with. And so we're like, oh, this is a different table. Yeah, let's just sit here. And it was very enjoyable.
And they were all Christians, and we loved that too.
Yeah, it's like, hold on, shall we just say a prayer? And
yes.
I was like, yes, thank you. Because I was going to ask for it, but then the young couple who were there, who looked young. But
they are young. He's a first year.
Yeah, but then he's like, we're old enough to know you from MTV, you know.
Oh, no. Oh, that couple. I was talking about the couple to my left.
No, they had no idea who I was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're like, guy's a pilot, whatever.
Yeah. That's weird. I wonder if... How did they know you were the Adam Curry? How did they know that?
Well, just look at my face. It hasn't changed that much in 40 years. It's just fabulous. Just imagine the hair. Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, good. It was a beautiful wedding, and it was nice to see Sarah and Mike finally get married. Yes.
Finally.
Yes.
Yeah. She looked beautiful.
Yeah. She's beautiful. All the time.
And it was just, it was a nice, and the food was really good.
It was delicious.
Yeah, the schnitzel.
It was comfort food. It was good.
With mashed potatoes
and green beans.
Like,
and I had two pieces of cake. I ate a piece and I go, go get me
another piece with lots of frosting.
Like, it was like and I, hardly any frosting. And I like came you didn't back, follow the directions.
That was all that was left. Like, I thought you were going to get me a corner piece. Like, there is no corn. This is all that was left. I gave you the biggest piece.
Oh, good.
Anyway, I'm proud of you because you've had no issues from eating sugar. And did you drink any wine? You didn't drink any wine.
No, I didn't. I had a glass of wine on the show.
Oh, that's right.
But like, then I didn't.
I need wine before you even go. Yeah. So you've been really good with that.
I know.
Yeah. What have you done? Because people want to know. You look fabulous. If people haven't seen Tina, go to her Instagram.
Yeah. I don't post pictures of myself.
Well, then post a picture.
Okay.
You need to post a picture of you on Instagram.
No, I've lost a little bit of weight.
You look fantastic.
I've leaned down. I weigh less than Sir Brian.
You've transformed yourself. You look phenomenal.
I weigh less than Brian.
Now I remember. You're the one I married. You deserve that one. You deserve that one. Yeah.
I'll take it.
But more importantly, I can see you're just happy.
Oh,
you're
my gosh. Happy, I feel happy, great. Happy. Are you kidding? Yeah. I feel great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So then Thursday, I did the show. What were you doing? While I was doing the show, you're running around doing stuff.
Probably the house
things,
stuff. Yeah.
House stuff. Friday.
Yes.
Okay. Take us through this because this is part of what Curry and the Keeper was all about until we got Jesus. We were talking about stuff like this.
Yes. So we
wine
went
and food.
Yes. We went to a wine paired dinner in San Antonio at, was it Mix?
Well,
Mixley?
You pronounce it Mishli.
Mishli.
But you write it Mixtli.
It's M-I-X-T-L-I. Yes.
Which is Mishli. Which is.
What does that mean? What does Mishli mean?
I don't know.
Oh.
Something in Spanish.
Okay.
And so they 5 years ago, they started this restaurant in a train car in San Antonio.
And Andrea and David had been to the train car,
there,
right?
Yes. So now they opened this restaurant, I don't know, a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And it's only like 40 spots.
There is not. It was small.
And you have to reserve tickets like months in advance.
Yes. And it sells out very quickly.
Yeah. And so we had to buy tickets to get in.
2 months ago we bought tickets.
And they have a Michelin star.
Yes.
A Michelin star.
Yes.
And man, just explain what it was. Because this was, and Andrea and David,
They're our foodie friends.
They are our foodie
They're
friends.
They're our foodie partners.
Yes. Yeah.
Because they'll eat anything and we'll eat anything.
And we'll talk about it the whole dinner. Yes. We'll talk about how good it is. Yes. No, so they definitely are foodie friends.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. There was a story behind every dish dating back to
1841.
Yes.
I think I took a picture of the menu. Actually.
What was the story about? Do you remember?
Well, it was the history of Mexico. Spain?
Oh, Mexico.
Separating. So 1848. So it was about the independence of Mexico.
Uh-huh.
Or kind of how we.
This was not Mexican food, though.
No. So it started in 1821 and then it went through to 1849. And for each course of these seven courses, they had a different story, something about Mexico.
Yes.
And I'm like, yeah, what's the food? Something about Mexico. And each time was a different person, a different chef, or someone who was clearly responsible for the dish.
Yes.
And they come out and they do a little story. And it was really nice. Can you remember all the dishes we had?
Well, I remember we had the started with the cherry brioche. Was it a brioche?
Yes,
with the foie gras mm-hmm.
and a little tartare on a little
salmon tartare
biscuit thing. Yes,
and you know what? The portions, there were I think eight courses, but the portions were small, so we didn't walk out of there.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight. You're right. Eight, nine, including dessert. Yes.
And so we didn't walk out of there like stuffed to the gills because it was very small and it's very rich.
Yes.
And every dish was a piece of art.
Completely.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, beautiful. Yes. I took pictures of the food, of everything. Too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the wine, you took a picture because there was a different wine with each course.
Yes. And I even tried to impress the old Dvorak. I said, well, listen to all these wines. He's like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I said, then we had to. Dishnoko Tokasi Azu, he said, oh yeah, how many putunoyos?
Putunoyos?
I said five. Oh. Because it's on the bottle. I said five. He said, oh, that's pretty good. Which I think means basket of grapes.
And you had never heard of that.
I had no idea what I was talking about. No.
He's such a wine snob. But it was lovely. I don't even remember all the courses.
I can tell you. After that, we had the crab, prawn, and pickled carrot, which was... It was kind of stacked up, the Texas Gulf Coast.
Oh, yes, yes.
Then we had El Camino Real de la Tierra Adentro, which was, I don't remember what that was. But I do remember after that, the fall of Mexico City, that was the wild boar, like taco with dried chilies.
Yes,
that was so good.
That was good.
Then the Plains Tribe with nixtamalized squash, seed brittle, and Pianciolo. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what that was either. Then we had the acorn pecan mole.
Which was delicious,
right?
Too.
And that was
then the quail. We had the quail.
Quail with sauce americaine. Then we had the intermedio, which was apple, celery, and white strawberry.
It was in the egg.
Oh, that's right.
Remember? It was in the ceramic egg.
And then kind of the least of all of it was dessert, which was the citrus cake, the oregano cream and peach.
It was like, okay. But you know what? It was nice to have a little bit of sweetness that wasn't too off the chart.
Right.
To
upset. That's true.
That's why I think my stomach wasn't upset.
But then didn't they serve at least four glasses of wine?
Oh, yeah.
And you did pretty good.
I did.
After you poured one of them into mine.
And I poured another one into Andrea's too. Yeah.
Andrea
didn't like that the wine was chilled though. She's like, I don't like the red wine.
No.
She didn't like
Do you like chilled red wine?
No, I don't. Yeah. Mm-mm.
I'm
Mm-mm.
okay with it.
Yeah. I mean, I drank it.
Yeah.
As much as I could.
But again, so impressed. No issues.
I got a stomach of steel now, baby.
I mean, how can that even be? It used to make you all crazy. You'd be Bill Gates and everything.
I don't know.
What happened? Because there was everything.
A different woman. You're married to a different woman now.
I like this woman.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sticking around. So then we hired a car to take us because we didn't want to drink and drive.
Right.
Which is a smart thing to do.
Yes.
So we get in the car. We're in San Antonio. It's about an hour drive.
Hour and 10 minutes, 15. Yeah.
Yeah. It took us, 2.5 hours to get home?
I-10 closed off in both directions.
Closed, yes. Which is annoying. And so...
Two and a half hours it took us?
It was nighttime construction. I mean, we were at a dip because they were feeding everybody off the expressway onto the frontage road because they were doing nighttime construction.
And the girls who sat in the back on the way over made the boys sit in the back, My legs are like spread eagle. I'm so squashed, and my head's like.
You were falling asleep.
And
too.
Then David will say, "Well, how about this Learjet that I'm selling to, you know, some Mexican Both cartel he or and whatever?"
Because I fell asleep talking, too.
How can you keep talking? I'm falling asleep.
I know. Here. I fell asleep too a couple times because my belly was full and mm-hmm. I had wine, and they both stayed awake.
Yeah,
but yes, we finally got
home.
Fantastic. It was definitely a delight.
We enjoy doing
stuff like that. And we do that at Vaudeville at the supper.
Yeah, it's
supper
like once club. Every couple of months we get to do that. It's a splurge. And, it's usually with Andrea and David, our foodie friends. Yeah, it was good. It was really, really nice.
So we are supposed to go to San Antonio on Saturday to see Mercy Me in concert.
Yep, gonna send,
and we have to cancel. Yeah, we have to cancel because of the nighttime construction.
We can't be home at 11:30, 12 o'clock on a school night.
No, because.
Me nor Jimmy.
I know, because you get up at 5 and Jimmy gets up at 5 to preach. So.
No, just to text to each other. We get up at 5, text each other. Okay, brother, everything good, brother? All right, have a good show. Have a good show. All right, everybody, see you later.
You guys text more than Annette and I do. Days go by I don't hear from Annette or she doesn't hear from me because we're busy.
No, we text at least. If he hasn't heard from me or vice versa, a message goes out. Everything okay?
Yeah.
Just checking in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably talk to Annette almost every day. Almost. Yeah. But she, you know, she's working. I don't want to bother her. So Saturday was the big women's ministry luncheon on Saturday. And they asked me to do the opening prayer. And I, you know, I've been on television. How many times? I don't know. Several times I've been on television. I've gotten up, given
NPR,
presentations.
You've been done you've been on a podcast 131 times.
I was so nervous because to pray in front of everybody, I just was so nervous. I totally choked. I felt like I choked.
I thought you did okay with the prayer.
Oh, I just, when I think, I don't even want to think about it. And I'm like, I'm so nervous. Yeah, I was completely nervous. Hmm. But the luncheon was absolutely beautiful. We had record number of women there. It was 108 women there.
And you had a speaker?
We had a speaker who had come in. Yes, this woman, her name is Deneen Gokey, and she shared her story. She's actually a women's pastor. Mm-hmm. And just filled with the light of Christ. I mean,
108, that's a record for you guys. Yeah. That's like the men's ministry is also over 100.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It was really nice. I mean, Annette has pretty much taken leadership of the women's ministry, and it is exactly what it's supposed to be. It's beautiful.
Can you tell me a bit about her, what she talked about?
Well, her story parallels a lot of Annette's, where she had a child at a very young age, and she just talked about how she came to Jesus and how she went to church and how it changed her life. And she highlighted some of the women in the Bible. She talked about a lot of scripture and it was good. It was really, really good.
And what did you guys eat? Cause
I didn't eat, but they had,
they gave food.
They, chicken salad croissant sandwiches. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a ton. We always have so much food left over.
Really?
Oh my gosh. Well, wow. Annette is a lot like I am where I rather have more
than not enough. And so where does that go?
I don't know.
They must give it to somebody.
Yeah. Or the youth will eat it somebody
give
will
it to
eat
the kids.
Yeah.
Let those kids eat it two
but
days later.
But there was
later.
a lot of cupcakes, a lot of food.
You should have brought some cupcakes.
I should have. I didn't even think about that.
I love the cupcakes.
I didn't even think about that. But yes, it was lovely.
Yeah. And Pastor Jimmy and I had a bro date.
Yes, I know.
We went to.
You saved the. We went what do you talk about? Homes. The world.
God, the world, and other things.
Yeah, God, the world, and other things.
Pretty much.
Yes.
Pretty much. It was nice. We had like 2 hours.
Well, Annette and I ended up stopping at her daughter's house for to look at her house real quick. We're going to help her. We're going to help organize Faith. And then I'm like, I'm still hungry. I said, I'm hungry. And Annette, I mean, the chicken salad that came out of that sandwich was like a teaspoon. Okay. And so she doesn't eat the bread. And so we ended up going to Freed Homes too. Mm. Their prices went up.
Yeah, you told me that. Expensive. We had burgers, so I didn't pay attention to
their
it.
Their filet mignon is $75 or $85.
This is crazy. It's I remember stupid. In New York, back in the 90s, I'm going to say, at Keene's Steakhouse, which was across from our office, at top of the line, like something like that would have been $38. And that was expensive.
Yeah, but that was 40 years ago.
I know. Well, what happened? It's called inflation. It's called the devaluing the money, whatever. It's crazy. It's not like I'm making more money.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so
anyway, let's stop for a second. This is a problem, people.
I know.
President Trump, save us.
Brother.
Save us with tariffs. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then on Monday, we did something fun. Do you remember what we did? We packed Phoebe up in the car.
Oh, well, first of all, I reinstated my Monday Sabbath.
Yes.
Because you even said, you've got to stop this. You're working 7 days a week. I'm like, but the people count on me.
I'm like, even God took a Sabbath. Well,
and God, it is a command. We have to take a day off. So I can't take Sunday off. So Monday. And literally no work, just tootling around, doing whatever. I can't remember what I did.
You played chess.
I played chess with Willie. Which was long overdue because we haven't played chess in a while. You know, shot the breeze with the kids at Java Ranch.
Yes.
I got recognized.
Oh. Oh,
on the way out, two women who were in Fredericksburg visiting, like, but my husband and I love No Agenda. And then the other woman says, I saw you on Flashpoint. I'm like, well, that's a rare occasion where you saw me on Flashpoint. Yeah, and I'm sitting there with Willie. And Willie's like, you're famous. I said, no, not really, William.
Did he say that really?
He loved that. You can make him laugh so easily, and his laugh is just infectious.
Yes, exactly.
It fills up the room, yes. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
So we each won a game.
Nice.
And it was fun, yeah.
And I went out to lunch with the girls. So.
And then
we got home.
We threw Phoebe into the far, which all it takes is want to get in the. I mean, we didn't have to say anything.
I was like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Even before that, she sees Keys, she sees Boots, she's like, she'll stand up. Something happening, something going on.
Yes,
and then you go like, oh, what's happening? Boom, brain switches.
She's going in circles around by the back door. Yeah.
into the car, and we drove out to Jill and Mike's house.
Yes, and Jill, bless her beautiful, beautiful heart, she watches Phoebe for us when we travel.
Yes.
And she is just a joy.
So they have like 20 acres, a little outside of town. And you drive up, and it's a little compound, a little mini compound. You got the RV nicely parked in a specially built garage.
Yes.
And then in between that and the carport and the house, you're looking into the pasture. And at first I thought, huh, that's like a sculpture or a statue of a longhorn. No, it's a longhorn.
Yes.
A beautiful longhorn. So we get out. Phoebe immediately, like, now Jill has taken her there before.
Yes.
So Phoebe's roaming around.
And it's all fenced in. So Phoebe just
has to. Yeah, she can't go anywhere. And she has, what, 7 or 8 longhorn?
Something like a 6 or 7.
And,
yeah.
And they just come running towards the fence, and they are beautiful.
As soon as they see us, they all came running towards the fence.
These were not janky, manky longhorns.
And you got to be careful with their horns. They said, you know, they're not aggressive.
No.
But they, because the fly, she said she hadn't sprayed
them. They're just looking away, and then you poke an eye out.
Oh my gosh. Because what would you, they were like 4 feet long each?
Oh, easily. Yeah.
But majestic.
And we're feeding them. And then Phoebe's she's happy. She's running back and forth in the fence line. She's sniffing the longhorn. She's looking at the chicken. She loved it.
I know. You could tell she was an outside dog. Like she couldn't get enough.
Even when I called her, you know, she'd come right away. She'd come.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just, totally transformed her. And of course, she was very tired at night.
Yes.
But.
Well, we tried to. So Jill has two dogs. Jill and Mike have two dogs, Bandit and Max. And I think Bandit is the older one. So Bandit is very calm because he's 18 years old. Max is a little more rambunctious because he's 4. He's 4.
He's rambunctious.
Yeah. And so Max was outside and Phoebe was outside. And they were okay with each other. They were like smelling each other. They were fine.
I mean, Max or Bandit?
The older one, Bandit.
That's Bandit, yeah.
And they were fine. Like, they coexisted. But once we got them in the house, like, Phoebe got very territorial. Yeah, and Bandit was showing his teeth.
Oh,
and
then
Phoebe's
like,
wah! Phoebe's like,
what are you doing?
And I grabbed Phoebe's collar, and they, poor Bandit, they put him outside. They should have put Phoebe outside.
And then she just went, laid down. Like,
and Jill's always just like, it's okay. She's so calm about it. It's okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay. But we had a lovely time, and you helped Mike put up his TV.
Oh yeah, we took the old TV off the wall, like a 85-inch TV, and put the new one up. And that was actually, it was the first time I've ever done that with the brackets and everything.
Yeah.
Worked out pretty good.
Yeah.
hooked it up and then tried to get their Sonos system working. By the way, it's working. She got the sound bar, all that.
Oh, she did. Yeah, oh, okay, good. Fixed. Oh, good.
And you know, but then Jill rolls out this charcuterie across the entire kitchen island, just cheese and strawberries and crackers and all kinds of dip for the strawberries
and olives. And I was really good. I was just eating the olives, and then all of a sudden,
wine.
I didn't have any wine, but I started eating the cheese, and I'm eating the cheese, the cheese, the cheese, the cheese.
You came home, you're like,
I'm like, I'm going for a walk.
Too much cheese.
I went for a walk. I'm like, I gotta go walk all this cheese off.
It was really nice to be. The wind was blowing. It was.
We really love beautiful, them too. I'm so glad that we know them.
Yeah. Nice people. Funny.
Yeah.
Jill is hilarious.
They're so easy to be around.
I got to interview you, Adam. I have two questions. What cell phone provider do you, and what do you think about 9/11? Do you have a minute, Jill?
I'm like, we haven't even started to like uncover things with them. So we have to have them over for dinner. We have not even begun to strip back.
What do you think about 9/11?
Isn't that funny?
Okay, let me give you some thoughts.
Yeah, that was good. That was really a treat to take Phoebe out there and see her longhorns. And
we were all three exhausted by the time we're home. Just like,
Because I was at a 2.5 hour lunch prior to that.
Right, yeah.
And then came home. And then we basically popped in the car and we were out, and you were out for a while too. It was fun though. It was a nice, it feels like a Saturday because it was Monday.
Sabbath. It was a Sabbath.
And, for you.
And you know, sorry. Mm-hmm. So someone wanted to meet with me this coming Monday. I'm like, no, I can do Tuesday.
Good. I'm so glad.
I'm rejecting.
Good.
Nope. Because I just want to do my extended Bible study and play chess with Willie, and then whatever.
Good.
And it's good. I felt very refreshed because I got a lot on my plate. So Tuesday and today, I'm like, I've been in my lab most of the time.
Yes, you have been. My lab. I've been slaving. I've been in my lab too.
Yes, which is the
laundry room. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when that thing spins around, what do you see in your lab?
I am, when it's spinning around, I'm folding socks and underwear. That's what I'm doing.
You're the best, baby. Yeah. I love you. It's so appreciated. Yeah. I can't tell you how much I love walking to my drawer. It's fresh. They made new underpants.
And then I'm like,
the two old ones that were left in there that are at the bottom of the pile, you know, the emergency ones, like, okay,
the shorts.
Time to put these on. They made new ones.
Yes.
They made new Tommy
Presto
John's.
Presto
Tommy John's popped out of there.
Presto Magic.
It is appreciated. It is does not go unnoticed.
Yes. We had to throw another casualty shirt out because of your spot. You have a problem with spots.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice shirt. Now,
I've had that one a while, but still. Did you order me a new one?
No, I did not, because you have every single shirt. So I don't
get a replacement for that one. I like that one. It was the blue stripe one. It was good.
All right.
I'm sorry.
You need a bib.
Okay. I'll wear a bib.
So a couple things. Yesterday I went to Austin for the day.
Yes.
I left early. I went to go spend some time with my friend Tiffany. I met Tiffany when I worked at J. Crew. She and her husband, Rob, have become friends of ours. And so
former Hollywood executive.
Yes. And so I went out there and we went to lunch. No, we didn't go to lunch. We had, I had hot lemon water at her house.
Wow. Awesome. Did she join you in this?
No, she had tea. And then we went to this place called the Arena, which is the Arena is the place where I did an interview with Rob, her husband.
Yep.
And I went for that mini health summit that I talked about a few shows ago.
Yes.
And so it's a really interesting concept. So
it's much smaller though, because I remember you talking about the Arena. I'm like, how big is this?
It's basically a house that they transformed.
I had a complete different image of it.
Yeah.
And when I got there, I'm like, now I see what it is. Yeah, it's much smaller, but it's professional and it's cool.
Yes. And they have outfitted it where you can serve like a buffet of food. Yep. And then they have a library where you can sit in and eat, where they have two dining tables. They have tables outside. They have a whole tented area outside, which is where the mini health summit was. And that's where your interview was.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a woman who had come in, and she's a neurosurgeon, but she was talking about the new UT medical school that's coming into Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And that this new medical school is going to have 19 million square feet. So it's going to be pretty big.
Wow.
But she was talking.
Now, was this a health summit, or was she just a speaker for the day?
Guest speakers every Tuesday.
Yeah.
So she was talking about neurotech and how they're going to incorporate AI into healthcare.
Yeah, remind me to skip that procedure.
And she was talking about how that managing healthcare now is going to be between technology, robots, humans, and AI. And she said, you know, we have to figure out how to balance. Like if the robot has a different diagnosis versus the human, you got to make sure you have EQ as a factor.
As an emotional
quotient. Yes. And so I'm sitting here listening to her and I'm thinking, oh no, no way.
Hell no.
I'm like, you are messing with God when you're doing that. Cause then they started talking about Neuralink. You know, and they always talk about the positive. Oh, you know, it can make the person with a stroke use its arms or legs.
I was just watching a new video with a guy with ALS, and he had made a whole video just by his brain thinking about it. So they say,
yes,
and his voice, which was sampled. I mean, I get it.
Yes, I said to Tiffany, I said, here's the issue I have with it. It always seems like technology gets corrupted. It gets corrupted, and I just believe that sometimes it's used for not good.
Well, technology is agnostic; it can be used for good or bad. All technology can be used for good or bad.
Because I cited the example of the digital currency in China, for instance, and how their population is completely controlled by their digital currency, and that this could be used. This could be corrupted as well. And I also said, I can see how younger people would embrace this because they've grown up with technology. They only know technology. So they probably think, yeah, this is fantastic. Older people like myself, and even Tiffany expressed some reservations too, that I don't know. You know, I know
it's no good.
Yes. Yeah.
All this AI stuff. Sorry. Call me the Luddite,
but nobody,
I've been working with it for weeks. It sucks.
Nobody's putting a chip in me.
No.
That's right.
No.
Nobody's putting a chip
in
me.
No, because if you're a vegetable, I mean, pillow.
Pillow.
Yeah. Pillow. That's my instruction.
That's right.
Just smother me.
That's right.
Unplug her right
up. I do not want to be vegetable. Yes. That's right. Where's the pillow?
Wow.
Yeah, so that was interesting. And so then after
interesting and somewhat disturbing.
Just creepy.
Yeah, disturbing.
But there was, you know what? And also I'm sitting in this room and it's, you know, predominantly younger people.
Yeah, 30s, 40s.
Yeah, I mean, Tiffany's in her 50s. You know, I'm not too far from 50s.
Time for Neuralink. We can make you think young again.
But it's just so interesting to hear these people ask questions and how they're in like the thick of their career. Yeah. You know, they're just go-getters. And I'm thinking, oh, this exhausts me. Like, I don't want any part of it.
But it's good. It's good to be exposed to this kind of stuff. Get the information and then head back home.
Yeah, a lot of smart people.
Was everybody all in, you think? Were they all this is awesome. This is great.
Oh, gosh. You know, yes. Well. A lot of VC people, you know, talking about what they're doing with their VC dollars. And it's like such a rat race.
I've done it. I'm so skeptical.
I've done that rat race and I'm like, I have no desire to ever do that again.
I mean, for me, it's like technology was stagnant. Smartphones are only getting more expensive because they're doing more tracking stuff. I mean, not necessarily maliciously, but, you know, to make your life better. It's just measuring, quantifying, doing everything. And so, you know, and then the batteries just don't last as long. I mean, it's nothing really exciting has happened. There's that. Mm-hmm. And then, now I have this shiny new AI object. But, you know, honestly, what has it done for me lately? You know, it's mediocre at best, and I just don't see it getting any better.
I know. You are anti-AI.
No, I want it to be good, but it's not.
Yeah.
I'm not anti-anything.
I know you get in fights with Vic about it.
Well, Vic is selling it. He's selling it to corporations. He has to believe in what he sells.
This is true.
It does, you know, call centers. Hello, how are you today? I am not a person. How can I help you?
Or you get the person who's all the way in India and you can't understand a word they're saying.
That's also AI.
It didn't sound like it.
Anonymous Indian. That's AI.
Anonymous You're welcome. Indian. Oh, that could be a show title. Okay, Anonymous Indian. I'll write it down. It's pretty funny. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so yeah, it was quite eye-opening, but my first thought was, oh, this is going against God. I don't like that.
Well, you know, and I took a meeting with a guy from Glue.
Glue.
And they're incorporating, and this was all over the National Religious, the NRB, the National Religious Broadcasters Conference. They got a big pot of money. You know, your church AI, your pastor AI. And so
really?
That
gives me the ick.
Yeah. And they have all these studies where people will tell something personal to a chat bot before they will to their pastor.
Wow.
And that's probably true.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
And then, you know, the chatbot's giving them advice and sending stuff back.
Oh, my gosh. God bless Excuse you. Me. Wow.
Yeah. So that's to me, that's the same as, you know, like your hospital stuff. It's like, no, I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure God can do everything, but I'd rather God works through a person.
Me too.
To be honest about it.
That was my first thought. I was like, ooh, you're messing. You're messing with God.
Yeah.
I don't like
but
that.
But so, you know, chatbots. Yeah. You know, flowery presentations. Yeah. Computer code is bloated and weird. Yeah. It can do that. You can do that. Okay. I don't know if that's the $1 trillion future that we're all supposed to be so excited about. Anyway.
After that, then I met with my sweet little girlfriend, Shayna, met her for coffee, and then I was able to get some shopping in Austin.
Well, all I got was disappointing results. Couldn't find anything at the mall.
No, I didn't. You know what? I was so excited after I left with Shayna. I got done with coffee. I was like, I'm going to go to In-N-Out Burger and I'm going to get the protein style In-N-Out Burger, which is it's wrapped in lettuce. And I was so.
You had even told me before you left, I'm going to have In-N-Out Burger.
I was so excited about it. It was the biggest disappointment ever. I'm like, this is tasteless. It was tasteless.
That's tasteless? Because,
yes, the beef was tasteless. I did not like it at all.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
so I was hungry when I got home.
It's because you're eating.
I'm a beef snob.
You're a beef snob. You're eating good KNC beef. And Snyder Ranch and Mixley.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of cool though. As I was driving to Austin, because it's about an hour 45
hour and
minutes.
A half at least. Yeah.
Yeah, I talked to Brandy the whole way. Brandy and I talked the whole way. I'm like, I'm in Austin. Thanks for keeping me company. We talked the whole way. And then on the way back, I re-listened to Pastor Brian's sermon.
Yes.
And I'm telling anybody, if you want to hear something that's on fire, go to last Sunday's bridgefbg.com.
Or you can just go to Hello Fred.
Or Hello Fred.
Hello Fred.
And listen to his sermon.
I'll put it in the show notes.
It is amazing. It is really, really good.
I'll put it in the show notes right here. It was from the 21st? Was it the 21st?
No, it was 29.
No, that was Tommy Hayes.
27.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'll make sure it's in there.
Yeah, so it was a nice day in Austin. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it very much.
Yes.
And what'd you do?
Meanwhile, well, what did I do?
You went to Whataburger.
Well, that was after I went to see Maverick.
Yes.
Actually not. Well, I did see Maverick, but I went to get my teeth cleaned.
Yes. And Mandy said my teeth are perfect.
Yeah. Okay. Mandy is one of the best oral hygienists in Texas.
Oh, she an oral hygienist, dental hygienist?
No, oral.
At the periodontist office, they're oral hygienists.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a step up because, you know, she has specialty for cleaning, you know, bridges and implants and all this stuff. But of course, the main thing is number 11 and 12 has been an issue with. I know all my teeth numbers. Yes. Actually. I know exactly. This is number 30 back here of here, 11 and 12, because long story, but 11 has been touching 12 and then 11 is. A real tooth and it's hitting the implant. Long story short. So there's some bone loss there, and we've been tracking this for the past 6 months because if it doesn't get better, luckily it's been a little bit better, then something has to happen like a new implant or something. So Maverick came in like, hey, how you doing? I got to do a meetup in Bernie. Like, okay, fine. You know, now let's get down to business. stick that thing in my boat. Ah. You know, he sticks the thing in there. He said, and he goes, oh yeah, that hurts a little, doesn't it? Yes. Yes, it does. I'm okay. It's okay. But then, yes, Mandy said, Adam, whatever you're doing, keep it up.
You are very diligent. You're doing great. You are diligent.
I love my teeth.
I know. I
and
do
so,
too.
And so, it, but you know, this is just, you know, of all the things that, that has done, this thing just may not have taken right. So we may have to just
go back in the operating room.
Go back into the OR. Yeah, we may have to. Okay. We'll see. You know. Oh. And I said, what can I do? He said, you can pray. Oh, thanks.
That's what he said? Yes, really? Yeah.
He said, keep it clean and pray.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you realize that you're hitting your teeth when you put the utensil in your mouth?
Yeah, I can't really help that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does Can you hear it?
I can hear it, but I can't necessarily
feel it. You can't control it?
No, I guess not.
Okay.
Does it? Is it annoying?
You like play music during while you're eating with your utensils?
Does it really? Is it really like that?
It's noticeable to me only really? Because I notice it. Yeah, I was just wondering if you're. You can't even feel it though, right?
No, okay. It's the front teeth. Like, what does it sound like? Really?
I'm like,
is that what it sounds like? Oh man, I'm so sorry.
No, you can't help it. You can't help it. What are you writing down?
Pastor Brian, I'm putting the link in so I don't forget it. So people.
I was just wondering. I didn't know. It's okay. Your teeth are gorgeous.
They are gorgeous. They are. You know, so what if I clink a bit? Clinky clonky. Clunkity clunkity.
A bit?
Okay. Wow, man. Wow. Wow.
I was just curious if you were aware of it.
Just wow. Just wow.
I'm kidding. I love your teeth. I'm just curious. I don't know.
At least I don't bite you anymore.
Well. That has slowed down a little bit.
I have not beaten you.
Yeah, it's been a while, actually. I'm on a roll tonight. I'm leaving you speechless.
I think it's time for a God shot. Oh, what do you think?
I got more to go on my list.
Okay, all right. Working down your list. Let's see. What insult do we have for Adam next? I'm sure there's something
there. You know
what's
so interesting?
Let me show you a picture of Mandy. I took a selfie.
You did?
Because I told her she needed to get this camera, this phone for her kids. Look.
Oh.
Isn't that a great shot?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, she's all mad. She looks like she's in the OR. Operating room.
Yeah. It looks like she's ready to kill me.
That's funny. No, interesting that Maverick brought up doing a meetup because I'm like, we need to pick a place
right.
for a meetup.
So he wants to, two are happening. One, Matt Long wants to do another one at Jenny's place.
Uh-huh.
This month, I said, well, you got to nail that down. And Maverick wants to do one in Bernie, which I said is great. So how about, you know, Monday or Tuesday? I said, no, you want people to come. You're going to do a Friday or Saturday. You don't want to do a Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah.
So he said, give me some dates for the next few months. So I'll move him to June, I think.
Okay.
And Matt Long, he was out visiting a friend of his who was sick.
Okay.
So when he comes back, then we'll figure that out.
Okay.
But they want to do a meetup again.
We probably need to do one in Florida.
Why is
we
that?
We need to go somewhere.
We're just booking a trip to New York.
Yeah, we are.
You're like, we're not going on vacation this year, so I'm just going to fill up your calendar with all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we're going to go to New York to see my daughter.
Okay, so let's, we haven't even completely booked that one yet.
What about if we do one in New York?
No, we're there for your daughter. My stepdaughter. Okay. Yeah, that's not nice.
No, I was just, because, you know, we've flown to Charleston. We've flown to Nashville. We went to Des Moines. We went to Indianapolis.
I know.
We should probably, you know what we should do? Should do one in Chicago. That's what we should do.
You just want to go visit your family.
Yes. Hit two birds with one stone.
The big one is Indianapolis. There are some big ones in Florida, but I'm not sure exactly where.
Maybe Chicago. Let us know if you guys.
And LA, by the way, LA is also cranked up.
Really?
LA has got, yeah. Because, you know, these are the refugees. They're refugees in the broken down state of California.
Okay.
So Leo Bravo, he's on 62 meetups.
Wow.
62.
How many people come?
25. It's getting pretty big.
Well, we got to have it bigger than that.
Well, if we go out. But, you know, you want to go to L.A.?
I've never been to L.A.
Oh, you're missing nothing.
I heard it's beautiful.
Okay.
Well, we got to figure out.
Let me
a place.
Show you some pictures.
Yeah, Bernie. I mean, we go to Bernie on Saturday for dinner.
All right. Let's agree. We'll do a meetup calendar. We'll do a schedule. We'll figure something out.
Okay. Maybe fall. We'll do something. Okay. We'll travel somewhere in the fall. Give us some ideas, people.
Aren't we already going to the Bahamas?
In end of November. But I'm thinking
that's
October.
That's the fall.
October, I'm thinking.
You just want to have a trip every month.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I do. And then the last
thing. I like being home, honestly.
Speaking of a trip.
Yes.
We're going on a little trip for our anniversary.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm unaware.
You're planning it.
I know. Well, you're not supposed to.
Asked me a question.
I asked you a question.
Yes.
I'll let everyone know what the question was because I thought it was important.
Yes.
So, of course, my plan is not that incredibly hard to figure out what I'm going to do.
Well, I've given you a directive.
You told me, I like Trulux for our anniversary. Okay. So, I'm like, we'll stay overnight in Trulux. I'll make sure that Phoebe's taken care of and we'll stay somewhere nice. So, I can handle these things. And so then I text my buddy Andrew, the maitre d' at Trulux. He gets back to me a day later. What?
Go ahead. No, no, I didn't say that.
No, almost.
I said, continue.
Kara. And he gets back to me, says, brother, I left a year ago. I'll leave the place out. I'm now at this other place. And I say, oh. And so then I'm like, And I was thinking this through this question myself, and I knew the answer I had, but I had to ask you. And so my question was, what was more important, Trulux with Andrew? Was it Trulux or was it Andrew? And I knew my answer. And your answer was?
Andrew. Yes.
I'm like, good. We're going to go to his new place for our anniversary because I know he'll take, because, you know, it was kind of, yeah, he was always there. He would come outside, would welcome us. He'd make us feel special, would take good care of us, always has a nice story. He's from Jersey originally. So, yeah.
He would always take care of us. Yeah. Always. I mean, when we got engaged.
And it was more about Andrew than Trulux.
Yes.
Really.
And when we got engaged, you know, they did the congratulations plate for us. And I think when we got married and.
Yeah.
It was a big part of our dating history because remember how we used to go and sit at the bar and order martinis
when you still drank. Yes, yeah, and
we would be sloshed after two martinis.
Yes,
and we'd come home. We'd bring that chocolate bag dessert.
Yes,
home.
Yes, yes. All good times and never coming back.
Oh, come on. We'll have martinis when we go.
Okay.
So anyway, so yes, you're redeeming yourself because we can't even go to lunch.
Redeeming myself.
Because we don't go on any dates. We were supposed to go.
Why is your voice so high? What's wrong with your voice all of a sudden?
We were supposed to go. We were supposed to go to lunch on Monday and then that.
Yeah, but that turned into.
I went to lunch with friends and then we went
and we
over
had
to
Jill.
See Jill.
Yeah. So it was a date. We had a Jill date. What's that face?
Well, it wasn't just the two of us. That's what I'm just saying.
Would you
we
like
got to get back to dating.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Well, I got a big one coming up this month.
Come
a big
on.
Date, big date, big date on the 19th.
Yes.
Is it the 19th? Yes, the 19th. The 19th. Big date. Yes. Anyway. I checked my ring.
19th. Oh, you know
I did
the
not.
Date.
Yes.
So I said, where are we staying? And you're like, I'm not going
to tell. I'm not going to tell you. Some things have to be a surprise.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't wait to get my present.
You mean your card?
Oh, that's right, my card.
We don't do presents.
I know,
We stop doing presents.
I'm razzing you.
I can't wait for my Aston Martin.
Yeah, that's not ever happening.
I didn't want an Aston Martin anymore. Yeah. I'm happy with my car. Yeah. I love my car.
I love my truck.
And I love my truck, and I cleaned it the other day. I washed it.
All right, I'm caught up.
You're caught up?
You got
okay.
anything else?
No.
It's time for Tina's.
Here we go.
Finally. Okay. So when I was at the women's ministry luncheon on Saturday and I was listening to this woman give her testimony and just her presentation, I told Annette this too, I'm getting a huge nudge from God to share my testimony. I told Annette this a couple weeks ago too. it's just getting stronger and stronger. And I am not ready, quite ready to do that, because it's a pretty intricate story about how I, where I was versus where I am now. And so I told Annette when we'd gone to lunch, I said, I'm just getting this huge pitch. She goes, okay, how about June? I go, how about 2026? I'm not ready. I'm just not ready.
How about June?
I'm like, next year, Annette, next year. So I was having lunch with Brandy and Candy on Monday.
Brandy, Candy, Mandy, Brandy, and Andy.
Candy.
Uh-huh.
And I was telling them that I've been getting this nudge, you know, to share my testimony. But when I think about certain aspects of where I was, I still wince, you know, it's still heavy on my heart, even though I know that I am forgiven. I know I am. And, you know, and they remind me that they said, you know, once our sins are forgiven, God doesn't think about them anymore. And Pastor Brian reiterated that in his sermon. Mm-hmm. And Brandy said something really important to me. And she said, you know, it's the enemy that keeps bringing it up because the enemy wants you to stay there.
Of course.
And I was like, oh, yeah. So when I think about that, you know, I have to remember that that's me and my fleshly behavior and the enemy taking advantage of me. So I've been reading Hebrews. I really like the book of Hebrews. Mm-hmm. And so I came. So after that very next morning, so that was Tuesday morning.
Let me guess. God gave you a word through the word. It popped right off the page.
Of course.
I love how that happens.
I know. And it was Hebrews 8:12, which is, and I will forgive their wickedness and I will never again remember their sins. He was talking about the change of the covenant. That's where that's the context of that scripture where we have the new covenant with Jesus, but that he will never again remember our sins. And I'm like, yes. And I just need to embed that in my head as I build up
courage
and formulate my message for my testimony. I have to remember that. So I don't get sucked back into the enemy wanting to keep me in that dark place.
Keep you down and low. Yeah.
Even though I've given it to Jesus, I've laid it at his feet and I feel such a freedom, but it's amazing how the enemy, you know, because the stronger you get, the more over the target you are.
That's right. The more you become the target.
Yes, exactly. So I thought that was just so cool that Brandy said that. And then in turn, God led me right to that scripture in Hebrews.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. The book of Hebrews is awesome.
So can we put you down for June?
No, I'm not doing that. No, no. I have been thinking more about it though. I have been, you know, I'm like,
it's strong. It's powerful. I mean, it's going to be very powerful.
And I will be stripping myself bare with that story.
Wow.
So, and I will find strength in God to tell it. So anyway, how about that? Don't you love when God works that way? Yeah. It's so cool.
I do.
He does it all the time.
Kind of semi-God shot. So,
what? No.
Semi-God shot. It's like that semi-God shot. So after you had already told me, I read a Oswald Chambers, Our Utmost First Highest.
Yes.
And this is before I decided I need to get back to the Sabbath. And I'm paraphrasing, it was, don't let your work for God get in the way of your relationship with God. Mm. I'm like, that's exactly what's happening.
Yes.
That's exactly what's
so
happening.
Good.
And like Oswald Chambers, if you've never read it, you know, you open that to the daily page. And you never know what you're going to get.
Sometimes it's very sunny, and sometimes it's like, ooh.
It's like, what are you doing to me, Oswald? Yeah. You get me start off on the wrong foot here today. Yeah, but that was really a good one.
Yes, because you were struggling with that. Yes.
I'm like, oh, okay. Because, you know, like Godcaster, this worked for God, but it was so much that it was getting in the way of my relationship with God.
Yeah,
so
that was really good, babe.
Yes, it's lovely. Hey, short donation segment.
Yeah, I know. I heard.
Now it's time to hear from the
Really? Are there cork soakers out there?
It's more like cork soap. Pork Show.
It's probably just Brian.
He's there. Yeah, we can always count on Brian. What did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear
from the Coke Show. So the whole idea is value for value. You send it back to us, time, talent, treasure, whatever you get out of our little podcast here. And you can do it in any way you want. It's a time, talent, treasure. We love getting stuff. Oh, don't we have someone to thank for the
yes,
P.O. box?
Yes, we have a couple
of
people.
Is it Donna once again?
Yes.
Donna, who, by the way, was at the Los Angeles meetup. And in the meetup report, say, hey, it's Donna.
Aww.
Big fan of Curry and the Keeper. Hi, Tina. And Adam. Aww. It was like, hi, Tina.
And Adam.
Oh,
hold on. I dropped her.
You note. Have it there?
Yeah, I did.
You have her note?
I dropped it. I got to get off my perch.
Okay, because she sent us a yet again. And this is a new one. And we both really like this one. In fact, I said, wow, I really like this. She's like, yeah, it was sent to me. It was sent to me.
Because
it's Tina.
The note says... The note says, hi, Tina.
Hi, Tina. No, Adam.
I hope
hi.
You enjoy this. I have found mine to be fascinating from Donna. And what it is the Net Bible. So it's, this is really, I mean, she has sent
it's
some amazing
cool.
books.
It's a very, I love switching out Bibles. I can't wait to
well,
use this one.
Well, it's over 60,000 translators' notes, the largest set ever created, providing complete transparency to every major translation decision so that you can see the detail and nuance of scripture for yourself.
For each scripture, it has it, like the scripture in the middle of the page has all these translations of words and meaning around it. It's very cool.
It's real. I mean, all the books she sent us have been pretty amazing.
It's incredibly cool.
So for instance, I just opened it up to Exodus 11. And so then you can, so it lists the scripture. And then all around it are all the different translations.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Thank you, Donna.
You are so kind to us.
Really
thank
awesome.
You. We love these.
Did we get anything else in the PO box?
Yes. Oh, we got 3 bottles of wine.
Oh, we did. OG Sam and Yay sent it right along with a big, big note with big printed letters.
Young couple. As promised, please find some value for value vino from my cellar. He sent us some really nice bottles too.
Good looking stuff, brother.
I like this. One day we really should sit down, share a glass, and laugh. With many thanks, Michael, Amy, and Eliza. We each picked one of the bottles.
What did the dog pick?
I don't know. So cute. But I would love to. I mean, you're in New Jersey, right, Michael? I think he's in New Jersey.
Yeah,
so
but
I
New
would
Jersey's
love to.
Big. We're in New Jersey.
Yeah. Yeah, let us know.
I mean, you can drive for 3 hours and still be in New Jersey.
Yeah, let us know because we will make that happen for sure.
Yeah, we would like to do that.
That would be lots of fun. The only other thing I have is Robert Basso, his donation was mentioned on episode 129, but his note wasn't read.
He had a really complicated note.
It was long. And he wants us to read it. So I wanted to read it.
Okay, go for it.
All right. So I don't remember what the donation amount was for Robert.
I think it might have been, was that, I don't remember.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. He donated. We appreciate
yes.
it.
Yes. And so it says, hi, Tina and Adam. I've always struggled with my faith journey. I've lived a hard life, and ever since my mid-teens, I've always prayed for a higher power to answer my questions. I do believe in divine intervention and have been shown signs of that, but never any visions or voices of God or Jesus until 2 nights ago, April 3rd. I grew up on a dead-end street in Harrison, New York, and in my dream, I was standing in the end of my cul-de-sac, and there was a big pile of leaves at the very end of the street. I'm standing about 30 feet away, and I see a person who clearly looked like he was thrown in the leaves. Like he was discarded there. He slowly started to get up and I could clearly see he's wearing a white robe covered in dirt, blood, cuts, and wounds. He sees me and as he's walking over, my breath leaves me. I clearly make it out. It's Jesus walking towards me. I said to myself, he is real. He stopped in front of me, looking into my eyes, and I said, what have they done to you? He continued to look in my eyes, saying nothing. He placed his hand in mine, not shaking it, but confirming that he's physically there and not a ghost or apparition. I held his hand there for a few seconds. Then the dream ended. In the middle of an enormous life shift, as me, my wife, and our 18-month-old are planning to move to the greater Nashville, Tennessee area, and I will be leaving my job of over 20 years, CT and the Northeast isn't what it used to be. So Jesus showing himself to me at this time was perfect timing, confirming to me that this is the right plan to be on, path to be on, and also that he was with me then as a child, showing himself to me on my childhood street, and he is with me now. Oh, I love that. I'm scared of the uncertainty of moving, but I know he will be with me. God bless you both. Thank you for sharing this. I think that is so powerful.
Yeah.
That was the confirmation that he got in mm-hmm. so many ways, not just, yes, Jesus is real, but yes, mm-hmm. he is watching over him and he will guide him and protect him and yeah. comfort him. Thank you so much for sharing
yeah,
that.
I'm I thought glad it was you sent amazing. That again. Indeed.
Yeah, me too.
Well, almost as deep as the note from Sir Brian with an I, who kicks us off today with our first boost. It's a Striper Boost, mini Striper Boost, 7777. That was another question from Jill. What's a Striper Boost?
Oh, yeah.
And he comes in as our top donor today. You can find all the information on how to do that at curryandthekeeper.com. He says, I would like to formally apologize to Tina.
Oh.
For the late night flirtatious text message.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Did you see said flirtatious text message?
Yeah, I'll read it to you, okay? I will read it to you because I don't keep anything from you.
No.
Okay.
Or our Vineyard Nation, apparently.
So it was 1:30 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And he says, I love when you rap. You were the hottest black chick at the bar and you looked wonderful tonight. Please be home safe. Oh, no, wrong person. You aren't Tabitha. My bad. I'm so embarrassed. You know what my response was? You.
I accidentally selected the wrong thread, he says. That message was supposed to be sent to the beautiful one I've been out with last night. I hope I did not wake you up at 2 a.m. No, unlike me, with my light phone, Tina has an iPhone and it's never on. I'm sorry, he says. It was an accident and I repent, but I did make sure to copy-paste the message back to the correct person. In the evening, y'all.
In the evening!
All right, Brian, I'm glad we can continue to discuss your life on the show.
Yes.
Another mini Striper boost from David Larson, 7777 from Fountain. He says, thank you for the podcast. It's so nice to hear the good news, laughter, and faith talk. Great picture in the newsletter of you two, and it looks like Adam's suit still fits. Thumbs up emoji. God bless the two of you. Prayer hands emoji.
Nice.
It fits. I'm strapped in.
It's holding everything
in. There's no room for me to put my gun in my waistband. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
I had yours in my back, in the small of my back, jammed in there. I can't put it in the front anymore. Doc W or Dr. Ock W, I still don't know exactly.
Yes, I have a note.
He
yes.
says, and by the way, mini Striper Boost, 7777. Note on the Substack.
His
name
it.
Is Joshua. Yes. What does he say?
It says, one day, maybe today, I'll get my boosting sorted out and make sure it makes sense. My username on Fountain is Dr. Ock W.
Okay.
Yes, Adam was right. There was something there. This was an old name when I used to DJ parties.
Oh.
My new life is in the ministry. Self is a fail machine focused on Matthew 16:24. If anyone desires to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me.
That's right.
My ministry is to help us take apart our false self-identity and understand our true identity as his children, sons and daughters of the King. Love hearing you, Tina, finding your value in your creator and heal and put away the things of the past as you move to your new creation. Blessed to hear your healing journey. Adam, you've been there speaking truth in a lot of my life via No Agenda. I love your Godcaster move and I'm working within my own company as we are shifting into a ministry focus from an IT company. Mm. Looking for souls, not profit. God mm-hmm. bless you and your listeners, Joshua. Donation on Fountain from Dr. Ock W.
Does he have a website for his ministry?
Oh, send us. Let us know if you have a website.
Definitely let us know. I want to check
it
out.
I love his note, too. That's so, yeah.
Thank you.
I love that note. Thank you so much. That was very kind.
Through the PayPal, $5 from Randall Black, no note. We appreciate it. Same from Timothy Emery, $5, no note. Definitely want to read your notes. If you have them, send them in. And then finally, our last boost coming from Fountain, 5,282 sats. 85 sats, I'm sorry, from Comics for Blogger.
Oh, CSB.
Howdy, lovebirds, Hi. Tina and Adam.
Hi.
New episode of Grumpy Old Dames, podcast from www.grumpyolddames.com, has just dropped April 28th. Quote, we discuss the crazy driving conditions in our country. We name the amazing men and women who drive for a living our Knights of Valor.
Oh.
We welcome healthy snacks for driving. End quote. Yo, CSB.
Yo, CSB. Thank you, CSB.
always promoting another podcast. He does it every and he promotes us on other podcasts.
Yes, I love that. Thank you.
He is truly a podcasting 2.0 promoter. We do love him. Thank you. And thank you to all of our cork soakers out there in Vineyard Nation for supporting us. Currythekeeper.com. Go to the donate page or even the Aboot page.
Aboot.
To learn more about us.
I should probably look at that.
What? Look at it for what?
I should update it.
Is there something you need to update? The Aboot?
Yeah. Podcaster for 131 episodes. You know
what? It's time for. She's a professional. The
question. On my LinkedIn.
On her LinkedIn. Hey, everybody, it's time for Tina's question of the week. She made up the question, so she has her answer. Time for me to choke. Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
In honor of our anniversary coming up.
There's never a good answer for this.
Describe our wedding in 20 words or less.
20 words. That's not a question. That's like an AI task.
You push back on everything. That's like, what do you mean by the word describe?
A loving, raucous union of two people who are meant to be together. And eventually would find God together. Bam!
That's pretty good.
You're up. You have you written down, don't
no,
you?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't.
All right, go for it.
The thing... Okay.
No, 20 words or less. 1, 2, 3.
Unique, fun, fantastic, loving, joyful, and delicious.
You had like 14 words left.
And the reason that I think it was fun,
raucous is what I said.
Well, because I love that we walked in to a song, Lovely Day. I had to think about it.
By the way, just as you're about to say, I was in the chair and the song we walked out to was playing in the dentist office.
And that's what I love too. I love that the song that we walked out to, which was AC/DC, what was it? You rock
me all night long.
Rock me all night
you
long.
Rock me all
that
night.
That set the tone for the wedding. And it was one of the most fun. And we heard that over and over again where people just said it was the most fun wedding they had ever been to.
Can I add two words?
Yeah.
Green rings.
Green. Oh, gosh. That could be the show title.
Green rings.
I will have to tell you why. Flowers are so expensive. It was ridiculously expensive for flowers, and I wanted these green circles to hang from the ceiling.
It was like Stonehenge.
To add some foliage into the reception, and they look like the Olympic rings.
Well, and they were small.
And they look goofy.
It was like Stonehenge. Well, Stonehenge is going to come down on the stage. It was, and then this like little mini Stonehenge comes from the ceiling.
It was looking thing. And so when I had to give, you should put the picture in the show notes.
Do you have one?
Of course I do.
Okay, yes. Email it to me. I'll put it in.
So when we got back, after the wedding, I emailed the florist and I was like, look.
What was that?
This was awful.
It was a Stonehenge moment.
Yes.
Do you have them in proportion with someone standing there so you can see how small they were?
Well, it was when we were dancing. Oh, yeah, I have them.
It was hilarious.
Oh, yeah, look here.
We looked down like, let me see.
They're like goofy. Yeah. Look at their, I hate, I know people don't like this word, but they were retarded.
Okay. Hey, will you come back for 132? You're pretty good at this.
I will. I'll be here.
I love you, Mrs. Curry.
I love you too, Mr. Curry.
Talk to you next week, everybody. Curry and the Keeper.